Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, we're talking about a brand new community tradition, holidays in Hanover. And joining me today is Adrienne Mayer, who is one of the people helping lead the efforts to bring this festive celebration to life.
The first thing I would say is for the whole inspiration and where the idea came from for the holidays in Hanover was we had started back up the farmers market. It started Memorial Weekend this year, and it was every other Saturday until Labor Day weekend. And we had so many really great local vendors, but really so many people in the community just loved that there was, the quote was, something to do. Like, there was just something to do. And so we loved seeing a variety of, whether it was kids walking down with their friends or our senior citizen community that really like doesn't get the opportunity to go do things like this. We just saw such a variety of ages. And so I think everyone instantly just saw the need of, we need to keep creating more things like this. So originally the idea had started of having just like a night farmers market in December, like a Christmas market. And we come from a German community. And so one thing that I've always thought was so cool is in Germany, they do these night Christmas markets. And so that's where the idea started. And then people just started popping into the farmer's daughter, which is my flower shop, and saying, oh, you guys really need to get the Christmas holidays and or like a holiday event going. And so it just started from there. And as small towns do, like one person like led to another version of the story and another version of the story. And before you knew it, we're like, we have this event planned. And so the local FBLA at the Hanover High School, they actually, the teacher, Mrs. Juneman, she was my piano teacher all growing up. So this is so full circle that we're all working on this together, because she used to do a little Christmas program. So that's kind of fun. But our local FBLA wanted to also like be a part of it and find a solution. And really it just came down to, we wanted to create something to do. And I think the holidays are such a special time to be able to do that. So
Adrienne fills us in on when and where the event is being held, along with official start time.
So the event is happening Saturday, December 6th, and it is going to be going on from 4 to 8 p.m. And it's something that we really do want to try to make an annual thing. You know, we have the Barnes Lighted Horse Parade, always like Thanksgiving weekend. And so we kind of are hoping that this works out and this is something people can kind of plan trips back home or just plan a piece of this as their holiday tradition the first Saturday of every December. So it's going to be starting at from 4 to 8.
Adrienne walks us through what people can look forward to during holidays in Hanover this year.
It will start off with a like farmer's market. So we have about 17 vendors confirmed, and that's anywhere between bakery items and crafts and woodworking and local just grown and made things in our area. So they're going to be set up from 4 to about 7:45. From 4 to 7:30, we are going to have, I had mentioned that the FBLA was going to be, they're a big piece of really this whole entire thing coming together. And we also have the art club in the Hanover High School that's doing so much for this as well. And so they're going to be having a Santa's workshop in the KFC Hall. It's right along Main Street. Our local restaurants and bars are going to be open during this time as well. We're going to have Santa set up from 5 to 7 at OK Service, which is also on Main Street. And so the idea is really to give everyone an opportunity of something to do, be able to walk around, experience different little pieces that all center around holiday cheer. I did want to mention the Santa's workshop for the FBLA, but I will just tell you, they're going to offer child care services where they can make fun Christmas crafts and bracelets, and it is part of the FBLA project, and anyone that was in FBLA, and I was, knows that these types of projects that they can put together, it really is a great opportunity for them as well. And so to be able to have our community come and utilize that, it's like you can bring your kids, take them to see Santa, drop them off at the childcare, walk around the market, go get yourself a drink or something to eat at one of the local bars or restaurants. And so it's really just an opportunity to like experience Hanover Main Street.
Her hope is that this will grow into a recurring annual event in the years to come.
Okay, that is the goal. I think it's going to go really well, and I hope that other people kind of experience it and maybe walk away from that being like, okay, how can I be a part of that next year? Or how can we make it better? And I think there's going to be so many little things that we're going to figure out from this first one that we could do to make it better. Like next year, St. John's, their church is going to be completed, and, you know, a Christmas mass there is just so magical. And so it would be really cool to get that part of the tradition and just have other businesses to find a way that they can be a part of that one day and night. And so that's what I would love to see.
Thank you to Adrienne Mayer for joining me today and for all the work that's going into creating this new holiday tradition. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.